Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Tigers baseball. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, I see the Tigers are tied for first. No way. That's right, man. First game of the season they won, so they're tied for first technically, right?
I believe that's how that works, yeah. We'll see how the weekend plays out.
What do you mean in first? Nobody else played yesterday?
I don't know. Did they? I'm assuming there were plenty of people playing yesterday, but did everybody play yesterday?
Somebody chimed in at the same time as you, double, said they're in first. And they'd have to be tied for first, wouldn't they, unless they were the only ones that played? And so, therefore, the only winner? I don't know. Whatever. It was a joke anyhow. Just leaving. So, you sound like you're on the road about normal.
Yep, I am going through town right now, and my ETA to the office is 7:19, but if you want to do the usual handoff at 23, I'm all for it.
All right, well, you might be ahead of me a little bit today. I don't want to have you sitting there waiting. So we could do a M59 handoff or whatever. I mean, we'll shoot for our normal, but like I said, when we get a little bit closer, I guess when you're approaching 26, check in with me.
Okay, yeah, I'm flexible, so I'm not worried about it. Friday, there's not going to be a whole lot of traffic. I don't have anything scheduled today, so we'll make it happen. How am I sounding, by the way?
Little bit of popcorn, but not much. You're holding it just fine. Audio's good.
That was me driving through downtown Elmont, so much improvement over what I used to have to do.
Oh, when you said driving through town, I was thinking Romeo. Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, so I think we're kind of on the same schedule. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Not a big deal. I've got your rim light. I got your modal interface cables. I got the other radius. I got the other UHF to N connector. I've got your programming cable. I think that's it. If you want to throw together that radius and the duplexer, I got the cables. All that, if someone wants to put something up somewhere or you need it, whatever, but keep the duplexer and the cables if it's going to go to use.
Well, we'll figure that out, but yeah, duplexer is yours. I've got one or two of those as well. I've got a CDM 1250 all done up in a printed stand with a fan and duplexer all tuned up, ready to go, that I had planned for a MMDVM repeater, digital. So, if something like that could work, and that way you have a DMR repeater up there.
I'm not opposed to it. Maybe we talk TMR to host that at his house because he's going head first in the DMR, but I was just thinking about how I'm running a hotspot for everything, which is not a big deal. It works. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm all for expanding what we can. Still can't believe the coverage on this thing going east. Way better than me going south, but I guess going south is a lot of hilly terrain, and I don't know what I did to it, but I nuked the node, rebuilt it, and now it works fine. So, repeater's in good shape. Speaking of fans, I put brand new fans, Noctuas, in it last night, and I can't even hear it running now. So, overall, I'm very pleased.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Looks good. So, it should work for you. You know, getting back to that, just run a node thing. You know, in this day and age, that's the bottom line. If you're going to put something in, if it's going to be pretty much for you just running around town or something in your area, then just putting an All-Star node in is, appropriate. If you think you can, get the antenna up and, and it can service others, and could fill a hole in an RF coverage or something like that, then you start talking about repeaters. But, putting in a repeater, just using it like a node, is kind of wasteful. But, if you had something DMR, so a small node would be more than apropos.
Yeah, I don't think we just want repeaters everywhere, right? And I think you and I have had that conversation before. Pairs are hard to come by, and it's not necessarily necessary. We had a huge RF black hole up there, and I think what we did is filling that very, very well. But it digital's so easy to hotspot, so I don't know. Unless you found a good spot up there. Like I said, still does have a good antenna, but how many people out there are going to benefit from it? Me, him, or Wyatt?
Yeah, the bottom line is that, that's the biggest thing. Pairs are not easy to come by, so, what are you, what's the end game? That's the backyard repeater is, it's all well and good. It's a, it's a, something people like to do, but it doesn't service the community. And, given the limited resources. But it's not to say you can't do it. Anybody can do anything they want, right? But just a limited pool of pairs. They're just not everywhere. They should probably find a way to take some of these defunct ones back. But I don't know. If they'd have done that, they'd have taken my 2.6 pair back in the 90s because I abandoned that thing and it was crickets for a number of years.
Nice if we could start cutting into the GMRS stuff and use that, but I know that'll never happen.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. But now, what would be cool is if we could get a little swath of 800 with conditions that we, do wide area trunking systems, that could service the greater community, that people could get trunking radios and. We'd be able to experiment in that space because that's where a lot of the cool stuff comes from is people experimenting in those arenas. And if they could get us a little swath, where there could be a trunking system in any given community or an area or two, you wouldn't have much. You wouldn't be able to allocate a lot because a trunking system requires let's say they give us 10 channels, 10 channels in the 800 space that are, you couldn't be co-use, but but that were amateur radio use, but you have to use all 10 and put in a 10-channel trunk. you know, or with, or maybe two fives, but, you know, but that would be cool.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Anthony and I were just having that conversation on the phone yesterday. Everything's gone to 800. What's going to happen when all this 70-centimeter stuff starts aging out and dying and there's no surplus anymore? What happens to all the infrastructure? So, yeah, that would be kind of cool if we had somewhere else to play further down the road for when that equipment is not readily available.
Oh, you could still buy a bright, shiny new Motorola repeater and you know, for DMR and P25 and analog, but they'll set you back a small fortune, and there's not the quantity. See, that's the thing that was a boon to us was, you know, UHF and VHF was prevalent everywhere, and people were upgrading and then we were coming of age in the transition period where people were abandoning their UHF systems to go 800, abandoning their VHF systems to go 800. So now, not only was there a prolific number of VHF and UHF repeaters and duplexers and all that stuff, but they were hitting the open market like in droves. Well, that will never happen again. The stuff's out there, and you'll see, you know, one here, one there. You'll see guys sell, but the prices are going to go way up for replacements, and it ain't going to be the picnic that we've had for a number of years. So, well, what you going to do?
Hopefully at that point, the Chinese market or, you know, Bofang makes a repeater. Not actually, but, you know, not necessarily surplus, but there's readily available machines that aren't $2,000. I know that it's kind of starting to come to fruition. Like Hytera is starting to make portable DMR repeaters. Still $2,000, but that's for a whole separate use case. But, maybe things will just start going more digital and it'll, I don't know. It's not any cheaper, though, so it doesn't make any difference. So, I don't know. I think about that every now and again, and Anthony and I were talking about it. We're like, man, what the hell are we going to do when all this equipment starts dying?
Yeah, we'll be on to something else, I guess. So I am just at the roundabout, getting ready to dump onto the freeway. So I'm pretty much, we should be pretty much on schedule.
Where exactly do you have to go today? Because I forgot that 53 and 32 are a cluster, so I am currently east of the highway right now, heading south. I took a little detour. So I can either keep going east and run Plank down or North Ave, or I can cut back over to 53 and meet you. So are you heading east or are you just going due north?
I got to go to 29 and Wolcott. So I can continue east if you want to stay off the freeway.
Oh, I'm going to drive right by there. I'll be a little bit before you, but yeah, let's just meet there, make it easy, no on-off, no 53 shenanigans. I'm at 32 and Powell right now, so I'm probably 10, 15 minutes from there.
Well, it's going to take me considerably longer to get there than it is, so that's going to take me a bit to get there. I could come across on 26, meet you somewhere. You know, that's okay. I just think that if we'll cut there, I'm going to be, it's going to take me a while to get there and hold you up.
All right, then you got to go that far east. I guess, yeah, take 26. I'll keep heading Plank down, and then I can meet you at the Kroger at 26 and Plank. Are you going to North Ave or are you going to Plank?
Well, let's just keep apprised of where each of us is. So we'll let where we're at dictate that. I'll head up to 26 and start heading east, and we'll see where we collide.
All right, yeah, that works for me. I don't know what the hell they're doing on 53, but every day it's like 10 minutes just trying to get through two lights.
What would be your perfect world route? North or Romeo Plank?
It really, truly does not matter. Probably North Ave, because I got to go that far east anyway. But like I said, it truly does not make any difference.
Isn't North way past your place?
By like, I don't know, mile and a half, but the westbound traffic at that time is like non-existent.
All right, the reason I ask is, I don't care about why you take North, but anyhow, I got 23 coming up in 1 mile. Where are you at now?
I just crossed over north, so honestly, I'm probably going to be about the same time as you to Wolcott. Crossover 32, I'm sorry, 2 north. I'll take the Tunic route. I just turned on to Wolcott.
All right, well, I have a feeling you're going to be way ahead of me, because I'm just going under 23 right now, so I'll take 26 and head that way, but Wolcott don't come down, so I got to go all the way up to north, go up, and then come back, because I don't know what goes across. You got the whole, only certain roads go across. I think 29 is one of them, isn't it?
32, 31, I think 30, 29, 26. I cannot remember if 27 does, but well, if you're going to do that, then I'll just take this, and then 31 to Plank, and then meet you wherever we meet you.
I think Romeo Plank in like 26-ish might be just about perfect.
We're batting 1,000. Let's give that a shot and see if we still got it.
Wyatt that the node comes with one condition.
And what's that? And you're getting a little noisy, so you might want to switch over to Richmond or UMP.
How am I doing on Richmond?
Perfect.
Anyhow, yeah, you're going to have to tell Wyatt that don't hand them the node. It's an exchange. It's a conditional exchange. He hands over that stupid little Sean, and then you hand him the node.
Wait, what am I collecting from him?
I think they're calling it Little Sean.
And what might that be?
It is a 3D printed me, I guess, that was made as a joke. Then it got out into the wild. Tom had it, and then Tom thought it would be funny to give it to Wyatt to do some sort of traveling gnome thing with. And I want it to end right now.
I can oblige. I will get that for you and make sure I get it before you get to the node.
I'm sure he'll have no problem with it. But, all right, Shaner and 26, heading east.
I have to go bowling on Sunday for my father-in-law's birthday. I don't know why that's what we're talking about. coordinate with Wyatt. I can run up there Saturday. He doesn't have a car. I'll coordinate with him and it's all done.
You're getting a little prickly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I fished to Mount Clemens thinking it would be better, but I just crossed 29 on the plane, so probably 4 or 5 minutes out.
All right. Probably going to work pretty perfectly. I'm eastbound. What am I coming up on? Hayes? I don't know how the roads all relate up this way, but I think I'm just about perfectly on schedule with you.
Near Hayes Blank. I just crossed 28, so we'll probably be there at the same exact time. And I guess I can't blame my other truck radio setup. I got tons of noise on this road here, too, or with this setup. So I wonder if it's all the power lines and crap I'm driving under.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of popcorn coming off Richmond. So is this the Plank? Yeah, I think this is the Plank, right, with the Krogers?
That's the one. I'm at 27 right now, so if you want to just pull into the parking lot, I'll be there in a couple minutes.
All right. Well, hopefully they got a Starbucks somewhere over here. There's a liquor store, gas station, Tim Hortons. I guess they're Timmy's.
I was going to say, I thought they just put a Timmy hose there, so there you go. So if you want to grab your coffee and I can meet you after.
I will be parked right on the side of the Timmy's.
Sounds good. I will be there in a minute.
Was that you? I can meet you in the parking lot.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like dealing with the extra traffic from Tim Hortons. Oh, it doesn't go through.
Hold on, let's see. What's easier?
I just got to make a right turn. Stay there.
Get
Did I not give you the programming software?
All that dead air, and I think we doubled. I just said I'm going to stop and get me a Timmy's. You said something about when I unkey programming software.
Yeah, did I give you that little bag with the cable and the little mini disc in it?
Yes, you did. Hold on, I'm having a traffic situation.
All right, good. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, there we go. I had to navigate my way out of the lot back onto the Plank. Oh, man. You ever been to this Jarzynia meat market?
I have. My wife and I actually used to live. He drove right by Edwood Apartments just west of Kroger right there on the north side. That was our first place together back in, like, 2018. But we would always go to that meat market. I'd buy whole chickens. I'd buy steaks. I'd buy everything.
All right, so I'm going to assume it's worth it. I'll just stop in there sometime. But anywho, back out on the Plank, got my coffee, heading north. So, all's good.
Good morning, guys. KE8RUH.
What's got you up on a Friday morning?
He's not up. He sounds sleepy.
Go on. Did I drop you guys?
No, I just was in my thoughts as I was driving through the downtown Davis.
I thought you said hold on, and yeah, Sean, don't blink, you'll miss it.
Where are you going today, Sean, that you're heading north?
It's like we're catching, we're not catching the whole sentence there, and what's going on there? Did you ask where am I?
Yeah, that's odd. I'm on my All-Star node. I should be getting the whole thing in.
I think you just need to give it a 1/1000 before you talk. And is all. I just think you were talking real fast and it wasn't quite, just missing the first syllable or something, whatever. Not a biggie. Now I was at 27 in Romeo Plains, which I guess at some point in the ancient past it was a town called Davis. They have a sign that still indicates that, just like Disco. Disco's somewhere around here as well.
Yeah. What are you in Dakota, passing like two ships in the night or what? You got to be on the north end and he's coming to the middle of the county?
We had to do the exchange again.
Yeah, I got something for Wyatt, and he just took advantage of the opportunity and got me back the Grosse Pointe repair and all that, so I'll work on getting that thing all squared away, get the duplexer tuned up and build up a cable for it, get that thing ready to go again. And, you know, it's got me thinking. You know, while we're waiting for our perfect place, is there some less than perfect place that at least we could get it online? Makes me wonder. Things that make you go hum.
Anthony's basement?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I wonder if there's anything available. And Dakota, I just chuckled when you said that because I definitely do not have, I shouldn't say it that matter-of-factly, but currently don't have the skill set to put the software online and troubleshoot it and all that stuff. That's not in my current skill set, so I don't know that housing it here would be the absolute best thing to do for maintenance.
Au contraire, repeaters are stuff them in a closet, walk away, and never come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, we did the burn-down test on that one, and it performed exactly how it should have. It was, the only issue I ran into was my ASL node, which, too much dinking around with it, and then when I initially built it, it was the first one, so I really didn't know what I was doing. But now, I got it dialed. And I, matter of fact, have all those Raspberry Pis that you gave me that I could build one for you, give it back to you, and you could plug it in, and we'd be on the air.
Well, that does sound like the less than optimal location, so maybe we need to have a greater talk about that, because that could definitely work if that's what we want to do.
How do you think Penn and Harper would shine in your neighborhood?
You know, if it's up high enough, it would. I don't think with an HT, though, it would hit down by the village, which I believe is where it would be.
Right, but we're... You know, we're concerned with just getting it on, because I've got a tower at Penn and Harper, and I may have a UHF stick and hard line going to it. Looks like AT&T is working on the other tower at this location.
So the LTS machine doesn't cover Grosse Pointe at all?
Dakota, LTS does cover. It's just not that strong. Like, I can't be on the north side of my house and hit LTS, but in my backyard, I can hit LTS. You know, it's just, like, these weird things. Also, there's no foliage on the trees right now. As soon as that happens with all these big old trees in my neighborhood, everything changes, and it makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm curious how everything's going to pan out with what we've got right now, because I've got it all patterned. I know what I got to use where, but those trees are going to make a big difference. Yeah, I don't know. What if this house was just a receive site if he can hear LTS?
Yeah, I mean, there's some latency issues with just doing an all-star receive site, but it's doable.
I do think short-term, Tenant Harper would work for me, and that would definitely extend the network and from Warren onto the east side, and that would fill in a gap between the UMP and LTS.
JCAKJO. Go ahead, Tom. Oh, I don't want to interrupt your conversation. I was letting you guys do your round table. Hey, Sean, you're going to be on the north side. Whereabouts are you going to be? I'm going to be in Richmond for a little bit, and I got a radio and a charger for Wyatt.
Well, I'm at 29 in Walcott right now. I'm going to be here for a bit. I'm going to meet Wally in Richmond for breakfast probably in a while. But I've already made the Wyatt handoff to Dakota, who's now probably approaching 59 and Romeo Flank.
Alright, never mind. I gotta go back up to Flint anyway, so I'll just drop it off that way.
I'm making my final approach here. Michigan left to get to my office. Anthony, are you going anywhere today? I totally forgot to try to hook up with you this week.
No, I am stuck at home all day. I got, besides having work to do, took my wife's car in and she took my car to work. So I am carless, and the only way I'm getting out of this house is on a bicycle or on my own 2 feet at this point.
That's right, I remember you telling me that. All right, no big deal. All right, gents, well, I'm pulling in. I'm going to clear out of here, but hopefully I can scoot a little bit early. So I will probably catch you this afternoon, if not this weekend. NABBF.
All right, Dakota, have a good day. I'll be around monitoring KE8RUH.
As well, I'll be lurking today. JCK Joe. Good morning, fellas. Sorry for saying that.
All right, I'm on site. I'm going to go walk the site and take some pictures. I'll be back. W8FU.
K8WOJ.
Morning, Red. KKKJO.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
How about crap?
Oh, no. Your voice sounded a little different there. I was hoping I was wrong. I got that flu bug.
Oh, God, I hope not. No, right now it's just sinuses and sore throat. We'll see how it goes after today. I am not working on the weekend. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to sleep.
Attaboy, that's the best thing for you. I know I've been doing about the same thing, napping most of the day and napping most of the night kind of thing, and it seems to be doing me some good. I seem to be getting a little bit better, so I'm sure it'll work for you too. When I used to get that, I used to get a real bad chronic bronchitis kind of thing. When I felt it coming on, I would, you know, the gas stations always had them, party store deals had them, great big vitamin C tablets. I think they were like 500 milligrams or something. I just started eating those, and man, that would just knock it right out.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up some zinc. Had a glass of orange juice this morning, but get some zinc. Try that. I just got to make sure that I keep it at bay. Because with no immune system, I don't need it any worse.
Yeah, and there's some new one, I guess, going around where they call subclave K or some kind of thing, and it kind of hits you, messes you up for a few days, and then you start feeling better and think it's over with kind of thing, and then it clobbers you again, and a lot of people end up like a week, 2 weeks kind of thing. So you definitely want to stay away from that, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Right now I think it's just a cold virus because my neck is killing me, my back, my throat, my sinuses, so my whole body, it's all aches and pains. So I think it's just a goofy version of the cold. But we'll see how the weekend rolls.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, bud. I just hug that pillow as long as you can. You must be home in bed going through Richmond or something like that. You sound pretty good.
Oh, I'm sitting outside my first run of the day in Richmond, waiting for my coworker. I'm going to go bang this one out, and then we're going to go to breakfast. And then after that, we got to go back up to Flint and see if their IT people took care of the issue at hand that we discovered yesterday. And then hopefully spend the day out there or somewhere around there and then make my way back home in the afternoon. I got a radio and a charger for Wyatt, so I'm going to drop that off at his house. And I guess we'll go from there.
Well, you are a dedicated young man. I give you that much. I thought you were home in bed resting. yeah, at least you want to get there as quick as you can. Imagine you already know that. I'm telling you nothing that you don't know. Kudos, bud. I'm not sure I'd be working in that shape.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing this morning? I heard you got Wyatt a radio. What was it, a GMI radio?
No, I think that was Tom. No, Larry, NYT, was listening, and he heard us talking about Wyatt getting on the East Coast Reflector and, you know, and all that stuff, and he had a what we call a white dongle node surplus to his knees. He said, here, he donated it. So I configured it, got it all up and running, ready to go for Wyatt. So he'll have his own all-star node as soon as they make the handoff there, although it comes at a cost.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I used to hear the young guy over on the East Coast Reflector. He was the Friday evening youth net net control there for a while. I thought the voice sounded kind of familiar. And I did see his name pop up on my hotspot last night. I think he was on Statewide 1.
Yeah, they got him on that. What the hell's on my dish? There's equipment on my... I don't recognize. On my monopole. What the hell is that? Anyhow, yeah, so, that's really bugging me. What the hell is that stick on my tower? And that microwave dish. Anyhow, I gotta go do some research here.
I can see where that bug the heck out of you. It'd drive me nuts if I look up and see another antenna near right next to mine. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, it's very strange. There's a dish and an antenna I can't identify. This is one of my sites, so I should be painfully aware of anything on my site.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's even stranger how it got there without anybody noticing. Oh, my God.
I got to go in the site here and try to figure out what this is. I'll be back. W8FU.
The cavalry just holler. Just blow the bugle and we'll be on our way. Tom, are you still alive? 88WOJ.
W8FU. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, happy days. WI8X. W8FU.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. I don't matter.
It all just matter.
What's up, Jeff Ray? Where are you out and about to?
Yard waiting for dispatch.
Roger, Dodger. I'm just killing a little time. I'm, I think I made the wrong turn here. I got out to one of my sites to meet a vendor at, actually, they're about 7:30, quarter to 8, and it turns out they're going to be there at 9, so it's like, oh. So I'm up in Romeo, killing time.
Oh, yeah? Did you figure out some hammies put a dish on the tower or something?
No, I wasn't taking into account. I've got another piece of equipment at that site. I forgot. When I went inside and I looked, I says, oh, okay, that's what that is. Never mind.
You know how them hammies are, they just go throw shit up wherever they want.
They do. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm going into Giordano's, the Daily Bread Bakery. I'll be right back. W8FU.
Give me the rest of your...
Well, that was a cool little bakery.
W8FU.
You found what in your where?
Oh, I was out at one of my sites meeting a vendor, and then the vendor said they weren't going to be there until 9, so I had time to kill. So I ran over to our nearest yard to get some gas, and then as I was taking an alternate route back, I saw a cool little bakery, and I had a little time I had to kill, so went inside, and I was just saying, that was a pretty cool little bakery. Anyhow, other than that, downtown Romeo, what's up? Vatas Los.
I just woke up. Got my did my whatchamajugger on the bike and then came downstairs. Now I'm sitting down here plugging hard drives in to see what data is on them. I was trying to sleep in, but it didn't work that way.
Okay, well, yeah, a little early for you, but, yep, right at the corner of 32 and Van Dyke, downtown Romeo. I can see the tower. Got to head over to Ray, where we're building a new fire station. We got to make sure all the technology is good to go. And so that's that. Oh, by the way, thanks for the tip on Wyatt's node. That was exactly it. I don't know that he'll have the problem, but since he's going to be behind a T-Mobile router as well, probably I just left it that way, and that way it, for sure you won't have that problem. I don't see no harm in doing it that way, right? They say don't if you don't have to, but I'm going to do that to all mine because of the T-Mobile factor.
So if it works without it, don't. The only time you need to is to do it. If it's not working, then do it. But if it's working, don't switch it, because more load, the more people that are on HTTP, the better. But they run into this issue, especially with people behind carrier grade NAT and those types of things, where that should address that issue. But they can support 500 nodes logging in. For every one node on IAX, you can do 500 load-wise on HTTP, if not more.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can see the reason, yeah. So from the end-user perspective, it doesn't make a difference, but from the system, sysop/load, yeah, I can see where that's the problem. All righty. I wonder what the real solution for that is. They got to get off, you know, IP4. That IP4 requirement. They got to move. They got to get around that, I think.
Yeah, Asterix supports it, but I think Afterpeak should now, but only on the new, you know, asterisk 2082, whatever code, so I'm sure it's, now that we've gone to there, it's testing, but you'd run into issues with not everybody, you either all have to run it or have to, you know, use intermediaries and, yeah.
There you go. Well, meanwhile, I was looking at all the damn node numbers that I've got. I was just looking at, trying to whittle it down and just do the expansion on a couple of my, I got 48,000 and 48,100, 48,100 and 48,000. I was thinking about just pretty much keeping those two, and one for FBI and one for FU, and I can just, you know, expand those out and release the rest of mine back to the pond.
I got all the node numbers I want, because I make my own up.
You know, I was thinking about that. What the hell do I even need? You know, I don't need node numbers on the repeaters. I can do like you, you know. But, you know, then the only place where they're going to show up is if they come to my page, and I kind of don't mind them registering and showing up in the bubble charts and whatnot. And I also, you know, got some plans to allow people to pull one off and do something separate with it. Like, you know, a lot of times they'll have things going up in Richmond, you know, that none of us really care, you know, but they're going to do something up there. So it'd be nice for them to be able to just pull that one off and, you know, and connect to it. So just long-term plans. I do want to get that node on a Weiss box and get it down here within my network so that, you know, that's kind of the goal. So maybe instead of us upgrading that one, maybe that's my plan, is to just, you know, put together a whole new ball. Because eventually I'm going to do the RTCMs, and then I'm going to have it down here. So might as well, in the transition to 3, do that.
What, your hub? And have your hub your hub's a separate number than 2.6 right now.
Right, but I think there's a serious argument to be made for having it local here, you know, if not at the 2.6 adjacent to it or something like that, where, you know, if there's any kind of a network issue, I'm less likely to, you know, throw my whole network into chaos.
I'd probably either stick it at MTC either, or kind of like in the middle between all of yours in the central.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm kind of leaning toward Warren too, and the reason is one, it's, you know, very close and easy for me, you know, for maintenance, you know, post deployment. I'm thinking about making that my main location. I know it's got very robust alternate power, I've got room to, you know, do things, you know, both from the internal rack space and the rooftop space. So I'm kind of thinking about making that my place. So that would probably be it. But again, this is all just thoughts. You know, I haven't really. And I, you know, when I do that, I would transition to LSR 3. I would, you know, I'd probably redo my numbering and all that stuff, you know, where the probably use the 48,000 stuff for I'll probably keep 43732, because that's what everybody knows. That's what's published all over. And until I can eventually transition people over to the 480,000 SIT, you know, network, I'll probably keep that one, but I got a bunch more I can release in a while. But anyhow, all of it's just rambling thoughts in my rambling brain.
Actually, now that you mention it, Warren 2 does have the better power, and I forgot, I've got one link that way, one link that way, so I got 3 paths going into it as well. So yeah, Warren 2 then. I totally forget about Warren 2.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to kind of make that, you know, like FBI Central, you know, that's where we'll do most of the stuff, you know, for that. We'll be there. The P25's there, you know, and eventually I'd like to get that possibly voting, you know, so I'd like to get a comparator there and voting and all that stuff once we figure out how them silly cards are going to or not going to work. You know, and how that, I'd almost like to have mine be a separate voting system that connects to the other one, you know, so these are all long-term plans that, you know, I don't know when and if, but step one, I got to get that site cleaned out. I got to get all that old medical stuff out of there, clean up the whole corner, get some good lighting in there, bring some nice racks in, secure them, and then, you know, and then start the process of getting that all tidied up and cleaned up. But it's in the plans, and I've got some good people down here now that's willing to come lend a hand. So it's more likely now than it ever was.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, I got to build a little closure for those boards because Randy gave me the two board, the USB board. But I also have to get that one Quantart actually doing P25. So, like, it's on the air, but I can't get it to do P25. I think it needs an alignment. Because it was never used digitally or analogically except for that radio modem. Because it won't even decode the DCS from, like, Kenwood, anything that's not Motorola. Like, if I key up with my Motorola, it takes the DCS code just fine. It does not, however, take the DCS code from anything non-Motorola.
Yeah, after I looked at that, about the only thing I could think of is do your reference, make sure your reference oscillator's on, and then, double-check that bandwidth setting. Those are the two things. Other than that, I kind of scratched my head over what it might be. I've just never had that issue, and I just don't see anything in the alignment section. Unless you're not just shoving adequate audio in this thing, but you would know that. So I don't know. I'm just wondering if, it's not decoding. That is so strange.
Well, there is a dual 10 meg oscillator. Dual 10 meg oscillator there, because it was a trunk site. So we turned that on to warm it up. And Paul and I are thinking we just do a PM on it, and it should give us 10 meg, and then we can push 10 meg external to all the Quantars there.
Damn radio scanned over to MI5. Anyhow, if you check out those obvious things, and if it's if it's still giving you trouble, then we'll have to really roll up our sleeves and scratch our heads and figure it out. And just a quick look at your code plug and the software in general with the alignment screens, I'm just drawing a blank. So I know they sometimes do some weird things, with different revisions of the firmware for the SCBs. I can't imagine it's something there. Could it be one that, does support P25? I don't think so. But, they did some weird things that were buried, hidden in documents that no one could find. You have to go to the, the Grand Master at the secret library, that knows where the secret SRM documents are that talk about some obscure known thing about a particular firmware revision. I think his name's, what's his face? Brian Fields. I think that's his name.
Yes, a friend of mine who is why I don't have All-Star Nodes.
Oh, that's right. He's not, he's literally the expert. Quite honestly, he probably knows more about Quantars and Quantar firmwares and all that stuff than just about anybody on Earth, including Motorola engineers that probably designed it. but Brian's Brian, and there's always that factor.
Okay, see, Brian's Brian. I haven't talked to him in years, but, that's Brian.
Well, if it gets to a point where we're really stumped, then, you could probably try a different SCB in there and to kind of rule that out. Like one I got that I know is working, I got plenty of them and stuff. You can pop one in that known working and see if maybe that does it, anyhow, keep me posted. We'll try to figure out why it ain't going.
Today's going to be putzing around here, getting some things worked on and cleaned up and organized. I'm waiting for Amazon to deliver my I got two sets of casters coming for one of the new racks I built, and so I'm going to work on that in the workshop once that gets here, and I've got three more hard drives worth of data that I need to image off of to the network share, so that's working. I started the first one just now. I might go out and I fixed one of my Starlink terminals. I might go outside and put him up now that it's dry. I re-puttied everything and sealed it. I might go put it up outside to see if it survived or not. Might do that today, all before the music festival starts, which I think is 4. You gotta look to see what time it starts today.
All right, my last mile vendor just pulled up. I gotta go meet with them and get this job going. I'll be back. WNF.
Have fun, WNF.
Hey, Sean.
Be it, baby.
Morning, Wally, NAWRO.
And good morning.
Hey, I turned the radios on a little late. But I'm looking at the dashboard and saw the pushover app. Is Warren disconnected, or is that by design? So you can get with Sean.
I don't know. I think he just stepped out. I know he's got a meeting with some communication people for the new fire station that he's working on, but he should be back shortly. I mean, within, you know, reasonable amount of time. I think Fred's here. Fred's in front of the screen. Fred, do you see anything broken?
I show 46311, which is Warren, disconnected from 43732 1 hour ago. And when I go over to Warren, nothing's on it.
Okay. Well, he'll be back shortly. Fred must have stepped out.
Copy. NAWRO.
Supposed to meet him for a cup of coffee, but I confirmed it a little bit, but not 100%.
He's in Romeo now, so a little bit away from your QTH there.
Hey, Tim, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Give it a count on Richmond, and I'll go listen to Warren.
NAWRO testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 1, 2, test.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it isolated itself.
That little pushover app is kind of handy. Of course, I was sleeping at the time, but gonna notice my phone later.
Must have messed something up with my All-Star node.
Oh, I don't know. I see you in there at the bottom, right? You're on the dashboard, but yeah, don't know. We'll have to ask Sean. Not sure if he was doing something, but apparently not.
WNFU. Hey, dude. I'm bummed. I got here to this site about 7:30, 7:15.
And then I saw that the guys weren't going to be here till 9, so I'm like, ah. So I took off, went and got some gas in Romeo, went and saw a little bakery, went there and got some stuff to bring home, sourdough and all that stuff, and moseyed back, and I come pulling up, and they're here. He goes, yeah, he goes, we were here about 8:15. He goes, we were early. I'm like, oh, God.
Two things. You still want to meet in Armada?
I don't care where, but my guys are just getting started right now. They said they won't be long. They got to run a cable, you know, into my room, dress it out through my racks and out of my room. The cable's passing through my room, and they just got to get that cable ran, and then I'm out of here. So I don't know how long it's going to be, but I could. You know what? What's good for you? What's a good time for you?
Anytime. I just got one client to see today on Hall Road, so anytime. It's getting water in it, so it's not like it's an emergency, but it does need attention, so it doesn't matter. You let me know when that happens. Now I got another thing to add. One, make sure that there's 44 net on that cable, and your Warren machine is isolated.
Well, there'll be no 44 net on this cable. This is Comcast bringing in a cable to give them internet. That's how they're going to get their internet here for the station. They just got to pass through. My only involvement here is just allowing their cable to pass through my room. So that's my only involvement here. I'll check that out. Can't figure out why that keeps happening.
Yeah, Tim's on. He says it's been down for about an hour. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Sean, I got a pushover notice about an hour ago. 46311 disconnected.
Interesting. Looks like there was a reboot about an hour ago. So, everything came back except... Well, let's see. We've got Romeo. Oh. Yeah, Richmond, Romeo. Wally just connected up. Almont. So we've got Richmond, Romeo, Almont. Donald. Huh. Wonder why the other ones didn't hook back up. Interesting.
Yeah, mine was hooked up and it dropped. And it was kind of weird because I could hear it, but I couldn't transmit back. So I dropped it and connected back in.
All right, let me go.
My ears are burning. What did I do now? W8RCY.
All right, let me go in and give it a bump, see if it recovers. Well, I'm sure it will, but very strange. I don't know why it wouldn't have hooked back up. And Phil's missing, but he's out of town, so.
Stand by, Don. You did nothing. The node just snorted.
Okay, because I had just gotten out of the shower and my radio's on the kitchen counter, and I heard my name mentioned, and I'm going, uh-oh, I did something wrong. W8RCY, go back to what I was doing. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Who's 1990?
Echolink Hoyt Bridge. Mary, she's back. We got the notice.
Okay, yeah, I gave it a kick in the pants. I'm going to have to double check. I got to rebuild this whole node anyhow. Fred and I were just talking about that earlier. There's a bunch of stuff I want to do, and I got to get it converted over to All-Star 3. I want to locate it at Warren 2. Just a lot of stuff. I'd also like to get a DC power plant at Warren 2. You know, we've got extremely good backup power at that site, but I'd like a nice transitional DC power plant of sorts. So, look, at least keep the network all up and running. We do have that. So, keep the All-Star node in the network. You know, the RF can take a minute to come back. That doesn't really bother me. So, I think we're pretty solid in that regard. Uh-oh, did the guys accidentally lock themselves out? Let's see. Nope. Told the guys to leave the door ajar, but I'll be right here watching in case you guys accidentally lock the door.
Everything's alive. Good job.
That little pushover app is nice. It actually works.
Yeah, that was Lance's idea, and, you know, what was it, $9 to get the app forever? So, it was useful enough to me. Now that I've played with it a little while, I might want to, you know, change what I monitor. You know, like, I don't know, do I really, first of all, I'm gonna change things around a little bit on the topography, I guess, that for lack of a better word. Of the network or of the All-Star node, like, you know, I'm going to have a node, probably a private node, like a 1990 something or whatever. I'll probably do like Fred did and pick some real low, like 500, 600, 700, something he's not using. But I'm going to use some low node numbers and private node numbers, and then all my repeaters will connect to that private node, which will be co-located with the public one that people will hook up to, and you know, which I'll probably leave that 43732 because that's published for people that don't know anything else. They go there, you know, people that are in the know go to 48412, but I wouldn't get committed to any of those numbers because I'm gonna try to consolidate things and give some of my numbers back to All-Star Link. Because I got way too many, and I don't need them all, especially since you can split nodes now. You couldn't when I got all those node numbers. Now you can. So I'm going to probably just keep a couple of mine, one for FBI, one for me personally, and then I can split them, you know, as needed. So my repeaters, I do want my repeaters to have a genuine All-Star node number, because in a perfect world, I'd like people to be able to go to those directly, pull them off the network and use them. Like, let's say you guys up in Richmond have an event, I'd like you to be able to go in there, pull that one off, and then maybe you want to connect that up to something else, you know, for an event, or maybe you just want it off or whatever, but I'd like you to be able to go in and just operate that particular repeater. You know, right now everything's done from the hub, and it gets difficult, so all stuff, you know, going forward, that program that Wally introduced me to, AllScan, might be the solution, you know, the easy solution to give, you know, just that kind of power to a select group of people. So we'll see.
Yeah, the AllScan is real good. You can put as many users on it as you want. You can give certain users certain powers, and you can give somebody, you know, with Freddy, for example, to it. Of course, he could go into it through the, you know, Allmon anyways, but yeah, for those that don't understand the Allmon and, you know, all the other little, in, you know, the language of All-Star, this thing is just a cat's meow, just a piece of cake. You can connect, you can monitor, you can disconnect, and you can make commands and, you know, and then just do a cron job to reconnect every 24 hours or something. There's a lot of possibilities with this.
Well, when we were up here with the city manager and the chief, we did mention that. Because you disconnected, you isolated Richmond when Wally and Tom and I were up here just hanging around last year. But this year, we might be working it. And we mentioned that you could do that and that we'd have a, you know, good footprint for the Richmond area and beyond for the hike, bike, trail, whatever they have us do.
Well, Sean and I are going to be on
Okay, I'm here.
Hey, talk about fancy underpants. Oh, my goodness.
And Valentine's Day. See a picture for the front page of the McCall ARCSC website. Hey, Sean, don't fail. Let me know how your time goes. I'll just meet you in Armada. We'll go to that nice little place. I'll just want some scrambled eggs and a little coffee.
Yeah, they're in there now working. The biggest, the hardest thing they got to do is dress out the cable real nice because I don't know if you've seen inside my sites, but you know, we don't mess around with the you know, with the cable runs and all that stuff. So they're doing that. Once they get it ran through my structure, I think they'll be pretty much good to go, and I can lock it up and take off. Then I'll probably just swing by here on the way out. Just make sure they finished up. No issues. Call it in. So let me. Oh, here he comes. Let me find out how long he's going to be. Hold on.
Hey, Wally, do you remember what Dakota switched his PL phone to for Almont?
Good to go. So I'm going to go in there and look in on them and all that stuff. So, Wally, I'm guessing I'll be available, you know, just about any time you get rolling. And I can go just about anywhere. So, you know, you pick what works for you. You know, from here I got to go down to, you know, my office. So I can be up this way. I can be over that way. I can be in Richmond, Armada, Mount Clemens. It doesn't really matter. So I'll let you pick based on your schedule.
How about the pantry?
Oh, down by my office?
Yeah, if that's the way you're heading, because I have to go to the JLR store on Hall Road.
Okay, so you coming north is just out of your way, really, right? Hey, how about that joint in New Haven?
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'll meet you there.
All right, let me tell you when I'm rolling. And but it'll probably be within the next 5 to 10 minutes I'll be rolling. And then I'm in Ray. I'm at 29 and Wolcott, which, you know, in essence, 29 and North. So it's going to take me, you know, whatever it takes to get down there from here. Well, actually, 29 turns into, I think, Haven Ridge, doesn't it? So I'm probably only about 10 minutes from there. All right, I'll let you know when I'm leaving.
Yeah, very good. I just went to 48412, so I know you told me you'd prefer that one, so I did that. Hey, Tim, you want to meet us?
No, appreciate it, but I got something else going on. I missed that 107. What was the tone again for Dakota's?
I don't know the decimal, but it's 107.2, 107.4, whatever the 107 is.
Yeah, it's 107.2. All right, I'll be back. W8FU.
Copy, last. NAWRO, clear.
WAVD testing 48412.
Very good signal, Victor Delta.
Thank you.
NAWRO.
WADD Mobile. W8FU, rolling.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8VD, W8FU. Is Velociraptor one word or two? Why do birds suddenly appear? Who put the Shah in the Shamalama Ding Dong?
Before my time, I don't know. KEATSM.
There you go. I figured since nobody was answering, I could ask silly questions. Just leaving one of my sites, going to meet up with Walter in New Haven.
Yeah, I just finished up breakfast, actually, with an old colleague of mine. He's 88 now, and every couple months I take him out to breakfast, check on him, just make sure he's okay, so... Met him today for breakfast. Now I'm back to the home office so I can start the day of meetings. Got a full schedule through the rest of the afternoon.
Well, that's nice of you. You know, with Joe passing, it you know makes you think. You gotta pay attention to the folks that are just a little older than me. That's the scary part.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to him in probably 4 months, actually. It just got busy over the holidays and that. And, you know, and then you find out he's been in the hospital 3 separate times. The wife's been in twice, and it's like, oh, geez. Well, yeah, I left. He's like, yeah, thanks for the company. It's like, it gets pretty boring. I understand, so I gotta remember to at least, you know, probably catch up with them once a month. I gotta try to remember to do because he's getting up there. He's bored, and I'm sure when I'm that age, I'm gonna want someone taking me out. So, plus he's a good guy. It's a good break from the action, I'd say.
Yeah, there you go. Good deal. So I'm up here in God's country. I was at Ray Township Fire. They're building a new station, and we have some technology interest in making sure things are ready for the occupancy. And now I'm running down, I think this is Haven Ridge, what is this? Whatever the one is that runs kind of on an angle out of, I'm at Omo and New Haven Road. So that'll take me right into New Haven, where I'm going to meet one of my current colleagues. I won't call him old because he's roughly the same age as me. So, if I call him old, it's making an admission. So I won't say an old colleague. And I haven't known him long enough to be old in that regard. So one of my current colleagues. I'm meeting one of my current colleagues for breakfast.
Yeah, very good. So you're running what repeater are you on out there? You're on the Richmond, right?
Yep, out here somewhere between North and New Haven, Gratiot, heading into New Haven. I think I'm getting, and it looks like some houses are sprouting up here, so Place Road, so I think I'm getting into New Haven proper here.
Yeah, I gotta head over that way and go to Wetzel one of these days and go do POTA. Last night I went on the POTA app and I'm like, wow, it's been over 6 months since I last went out. Didn't get any time to do any of that over the weekend. So hopefully here next couple weeks I get one of those like random warm days that lines up with some free time. Get out that way. I like that whole area out there. I wish I could convince my wife to move out there.
wife won't deal with well water. I don't think she'd care about septic. I don't think she would even know. That'd be my concern. As long as you flush the toilet and the stuff goes away, I don't think she'd care about that. But the water and the propane, you know, if that's how, if you got to get propane, that's, again, that's something for me to worry about. As long as the house is warm, I don't think she'd care about that. But the well water, that's the one she, it'd be hard for me to get her to adjust. I suppose, you know, if I had a service that brought in, like, Kurigan or whatever it is, you know, and, you know, all drinking and cooking water, we did with that. But, you know, then there's the washing water and the rings it leaves and stuff like that. She just wants nothing to do with it. And she's very vocal about it and very strong-willed about it. But I would do the same. And I'm arriving in New Haven. So I am here in town.
Are you really? KCKGO.
Faux show, my nizzle.
So am I. I'm at Popout's place getting ready to pull out.
Hello, Tom. How you doing? KEATFM.
Good morning, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, it's sunny. It is nice. I'll say that. Didn't warm up as much as I thought it was going to when I seen the sun popping out, but at least it's a nice day. There's worse days to drive around, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, but working out in the cold doesn't... I'm not a big fan of it.
Let's see, you hit your destination, Sean?
Yeah, I did. I just backed into my spot so I wouldn't be able to see Wally when he arrives. Doesn't look like he's here yet. But, some youngsters came out, Gen Zers, I'm guessing, by their looks of their age, and I'm backing my vehicle up into a parking spot, and they just walk right behind the vehicle through the parking spot, and I, like, stop, and I'm like, and the one girl recognizes, you know, hey, guys, you just, like, walk right into a car backing up into a spot and all this stuff, and they're oblivious. Just so self-absorbed, man. I don't know if it's their phones or whatever. They got important lives.
Are you at Village or are you at Kids?
That one we go to on, you know, the Main Street Cafe, is it, or whatever?
Oh, Main Street Grill. Okay. Yeah, they got good breakfast there.
You joining us?
Hello, I just got done eating breakfast. My coworker and I were over at the Tractor Supply here in Richmond fixing some alarm cables, and it's kind of a slow day, so we went to breakfast and just got done. He's going back up to his house to get his other phone because he forgot it, and I'm heading out to Royal Oak, and then we're down there going up to Flint.
Roger. Hey, Wally, where you at? You on the road yet?
Well, sounds like no Wally. All right, boys. Well, I gotta just pulled up to home. I gotta head in. Started with the work day, so I'll chat with you guys later. Take it easy, Tom and Sean. KE8TFM. I'm out.
Oh, have fun working from home.
Yep, have fun. Good hooking up, baby, and I haven't talked to you that. Oh, here's Wally calling in. Let me find out what's going on. Let me interview.
Connected to CMN Network.
See this little red building to your right?
Yeah.
That used to be the police department.
Oh, wow.
They went. They moved into that building across from Joe until after they disbanded. W had a few.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh, you're taking the fast way.
W-A-D-D.
Try it again. I said, you're taking the fast way.
And I'm heading to go give Marianne her sandwich. And then I'm going to find my son, because I'm going to make him pop that cover off, because I have no intention of taking all those bolts out. That's what young people are for.
That's right. I forgot you had to do the Uber Eats thing first. Okay. Now I was debating on whether to jump on the freeway or just run Gradiot all the way down. I'm just going to run Gradiot.
You know, sometimes I like taking Gradiot. The nice thing about Gradiot is there's a lot of things to see. You're up on the highway, it's the same old boring stuff. You know, I mean, granted, it's quicker and sometimes less thinking, but sometimes you just like to see what's going on. So, just depends on the mood. Today it looks like a nice day to look like what's going on. I'm showing 30 degrees outside. Are you showing that cold too?
Well, according to my thermal bob, it's saying 28, so, but it usually comes up a degree or two after I drive for a few minutes, but right now it's reading 28.
Yeah, I'm going over the top of the water. So, all in all, it was a productive day for everything that happened. Serendipity. One thing turned to another, turned to another, turned to another, so all was good. Very, very pleased with everything, both professionally and radio related.
Yep, there you go. Okay, just hit 32, which it popped up to 30 right when you were talking there, and then 32 right before I heat up. So usually happens. I jump in this car and it usually jumps up a few degrees, so I can't trust it for a couple of miles. Anyhow, read 32. Still colder than I expected. I was commenting when I was out at the site, the job site this morning, how cold it felt. It was down in the 20s. And like, man, oh, man, it seems like yesterday we were at 60. You know, it's like, it's the yo-yo that gets you, because, you know, I was wearing nothing but a long-sleeve shirt yesterday when I left the shop. And then this morning, I'm freezing, you know. It's the adjustment. Oh, well, we've complained about it enough to, you know, to cover a lifetime. It's not going to get any better. It's Michigan.
It was in the mid-40s last night after the rain stopped. I took the dog for a walk around the block, made her hustle, and I didn't have all my winter garb on. I think it was in the middle 40s, and it wasn't too bad. So it must have dropped. You know, now they're calling for warmer weather again, but I'm almost to the point right now where I really don't believe any weather forecast. You know, yesterday doom and gloom and spotter activation may be needed, and you're in a level 2 area of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms and everything else, and nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, I'm starting to question, you know, reliability. And what gets me most about all of this stuff is, you know, the more you're wrong, the less credibility you have when you're right. And I just, you know, I don't know if there's an answer. I don't know if it's a funding thing. I just don't know if it's, you know, the way the climate is changing. You know, I'm not saying, you know, climate warming or anything else like that, but I'm just getting amazed how wrong they are over the past year or two.
All I'm at 23 in Gratiot. I just flipped over to the Clem. Am I in it okay?
A little popcorn, but I don't know. It could be on my end. You can tell the difference in audio. AT&T Fiber. Did I tell you about this? My subdivision's got this sign planted all over the place. AT&T Fiber coming. You know, blah, 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 everything else like that. And I'm going down this one road, and there's yellow and orange flags all over the place. So my guess is that it is coming. So I'm going to have to find out if it's everywhere, or I hope it comes to my place. Because I would love to have Comcast have some competition. I just, you know, I think Comcast does okay, but I think Comcast needs a little bit of competition.
Well, I think I told you, I switched over to T-Mobile, and I'm right underneath one of their towers, well, half mile away, but, and I get super, super performance. I've got nothing to complain about at all, and the price is just dirt cheap. So I'm running T-Mobile, and I thought I was going to try it when I dumped Comcast, because they ticked me off, it didn't matter what I did. They keep raising it. You fight with them. They keep raising it. You fight. And, you know, even after the successful fight, I was now breaking 200. I couldn't get it under 2. So I finally just, you know, I got on the internet only, and then, you know, and then had some more problems with them and the internet only, and it's just like finally I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. You know, they're not doing themselves any favors by having all these, you know, incentives to sign up. You know, and then a year later or 2 years later, whenever it runs out, that jacking you up to some exorbitant price, you know, because most people can't remember that it was all part of a deal and it's cryptic to try to figure out all the, you know, oh, when they explain it to you, it's all crystal clear, you know. Oh, that was a promotion, you know, and now you can't get the promotion. It's all that rigmarole, you know, and most people just get disgusted with it. They'd be better off just charge the price, you know, and make the price competitive, period. You know, and so that, you know, that surprises and little upcharges and all this other crap, that's the stuff that makes them look like shysters. And so I went with this Comcast, or with T-Mobile, and I've been nothing but happy. But I got FirstNet fiber that I can get for like 50 or 60 bucks a month, and it's gigabit symmetrical. I will go to that in a heartbeat. As a matter of fact, T-Mobile was just going to transition me over to that. But it's been working so good, I haven't bothered to make the next step and get the fiber yet.
Yeah, I told you, I got to call into Mayor Tom to find out how big they're going to go with this, because they could come right across the park and get it to my house or my subdivision, so that wouldn't be that big of a run. But yeah, you get asymmetrical connection like that, oh wow, that possibilities are endless. You know that little town, I'm almost where I gotta be, but that little town that I grew up in, Pawpaw, would you believe that that town has got fiber in it as well? The infrastructure got so old and so antiquated from Comcast. There's this company, I forget the name, they're a fairly big company, they came in and that whole town has got yellow glass, I mean orange glass cable, and my parents' house, had that, and I could not believe, my parents had no idea what they had. I could not believe the speed of that. It was just amazing.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of SENET or Enhanced 911, but it's a, you know, it's a thing that the state, you know, most have transitioned over to it, and, you know, but everybody's transitioning over, and you know, it's the latest, greatest in public safety, PSAPs connecting them up, and it's moving into the SIP world from the copper world, and or packet switched. Anyhow, it's moving into the SIP world, and there's a lot of good coming to that. A lot of technology can then flow and follow with a conversion over to this new SENET. Enhanced 911. And you know where that was first deployed here in the state? You know, the very first ones to be up with that? The UP.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, I switched over to the handy talkie because I left a note on, so I should be in a little better. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they not only had the greatest need, but they also had the, they also, look at, they're putting the sheets here at M59 and Gratiot. I knew that, but it didn't occur to me until I drive by and I can actually see it taking shape. But, yeah, that, you know, that was the greatest need and kind of low-hanging fruit, kind of the easiest one to knock out. So this company, Peninsula PFN, Peninsula Fiber Network, you know, they were the company that put in all the fiber all up in the UP everywhere, and now they've become the leading, you know, the leading, you know, vendor in that space. PFN has pretty much got the contract for the whole state now, you know, and now they're doing all the big areas down here and everything like that. But that started off as them just doing the UP, and the getting them all up, the first ones up on that ESINET, so... It's funny how that can happen sometimes just because of, you know, the needs and how easy is it to do them. A lot easier than doing down here.
TFASQS.
There he is. There's a condition.
About where I went for breakfast, and I'm getting a look. But I'm getting a half a look because at least I brought something back. So... I did. Oh, she says I was evasive. That's a pretty strong word. I'll talk to you later. WAVD.
All right, Wally, we'll catch you later. Wyatt, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd more like to know I'm not doing up little Sean.
No note for you.
Well, if I came up low strong, I'm going to throw you for like 100 of them, and just, I'm going to send them to you and everybody else. So,
Is John prompting you? Is he in the background chirping in your ear?
No, it's my mom.
That thing creeps me out. It was a joke. I never thought it would see the light of day. I'm mad at John for giving it to Tom, and Tom for giving it to you. I want it crushed, destroyed, non-existent.
Why? It's little you. What's wrong with little Sean? What do you ever do to you?
Call it something else, then. Call it little Oscar or something like that. Oh, it's just creepy. I don't like it.
You should. It's literally you, Sean. It's little Sean. Why would you hate little Sean? It's got two hands, or four hands, I mean three hands, but still.
Three? How'd that happen? All right, anyhow, I'm pulling up here at my office, so... Dakota's got your note. It should be, you know, if I got everything in there and didn't fat finger your Wi-Fi credentials, it should fire right up on your node. Then all you'll have to do is you'll have to figure out what number it got off your router, and then you'll just web browse to it. And, you know, if you just do a raw web browse to it, you'll have choices. You know, one of them is to administer it, another one is just to do connections. But there's also that all scan thing. That's really the one you want. That one will let you really easily play around with it and all that stuff. So... It's a learning curve, but at least you don't have to learn how to make one. That'll come later. So, I don't know when, I think Dakota said something about maybe tomorrow being able to get out your way. So, you can coordinate that with him.
All right, well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Actually, we're driving to Selfridge, so that's probably why I'm getting so good. I'm using my little ATC again. Well, all right, thank you, and, Yeah, I'll talk to him, and
7-3 to you.
I gotta go. This is
KF8, QN clear. All right, good luck, young man, and you've got plenty of people that can help you out with it. So, you know, there's plenty of guys that know how to operate those and all the tricks, and I'm sure in no time you'll be
you'll be cruising around with the thing, figuring out how to use it. Biggest thing is, as you well know, you don't want to connect two things together at once. So All-Star Node just brings that possibility, you know, you can even easier do that if you wanted to. All right, catch you later. KFAFQN, I think I got it right. Yeah, I got it right. And W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8VFI Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Favorite uncle, KE8WOJ.
Fabulous unicorn. Anyhow, what's up, Woj?
Nothing, just you, I guess. It's been pretty quiet out here. I've been listening, sitting on the porch, soaking up the sun, having myself a cigar.
There you go. I found myself a good excuse to go finish up the day close to home. And so I got to go, got a little work to do down in the south end by my house. What the hell is going on here?
Uh-oh, not again. Did you find out what that extra antenna was on your tower earlier?
Some idiot just sitting there at the green light. Probably on their phone. You know, then they start rolling, and they don't really start rolling. They just creep forward a little bit. The green light. I don't know what it took for them to finally get their head out of their butt. But, God, cell phones. They should ban them. Just go back to paper and pencil. Invent the wheel. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, I was curious if you ever found out what that extra antenna was that appeared by your microwave dish there.
Oh, yeah, I went inside the shelter because, you know, all the cables come off the pole go into my shelter. And so I went inside, and I looked, and I says, oh, that's right. So I've got a conventional thing that I do at some of my sites, and I wasn't sure that, I wasn't 100% sure, it wasn't registering me that was one of them. So, and then the dish, the extra dish was because I also forgot that that one was a path to one of my other sites. So, it all
it all added up. But I looked at it, I said, there's one more dish and one more stick than I remember being on here. But figured it all out. It's all supposed to be there. It's all stuff that I spec'd and had put up.
Must be nice. You got so many toys, you can't keep track of them. I don't have anywhere near that many, but I still can't keep track of what I got.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a hoot, really. And, I mean, I guess I should have thought of it. You know, when I saw those, I should have, I didn't think of, we so seldom, you know, hear or work on that other conventional thing that I put in there. It's so off the radar that I don't think of it, but, yeah, it's a five-channel simulcast, VHF simulcast system that, God, I don't know if anybody's using it anymore. I should find out, put it to rest.
Hey, I got a question for you. It's a little depressing there, but I think if anybody knows, you probably do. You probably heard ZYQ, Joe went silent T there. You know what the heck happened to him? Nobody seems to know. I don't know if he had a heart attack or a stroke or a car accident or what the heck happened.
No, I know absolutely nothing. Donald had raised the question earlier this week, Monday or something, you know, that where's he been? And, you know, it dawned on me that, yeah, he's been noticeably absent. So I got out on the ARPSC board and started inquiring, and everybody else started saying, you know what, now that you mention it, didn't hear him here, didn't hear him there. Had a couple of net control operators chime in and say they didn't hear him on the such and such net, which he was a regular, so, you know, it was all starting to add up to not good. And one of the guys ended up doing a welfare check, and that's when he found out. I don't know who they got a hold of or how they found out. I think it was through a family member, but best I'm hearing is it was Sunday. So it seems like it was relatively abrupt. I didn't know him to have any, you know, conditions that would, you know, that had him on death's doorstep or anything. He sounded in pretty good spirits last I talked to him. He didn't get out much, so I highly doubt it was an accident, you know, outside the home or anything like that. So I don't know. I think it was Sunday, and by all accounts, there was no, unless it was very rapid, you know, sickness and you know, leading to death. But that's how Don went, WAD. He was, no, that's not true either. Don was kind of down in the dumps for a few weeks. He was kind of like, and I didn't detect anything. Don was relatively quick as well, but I didn't detect the, any of that out of Joe. Joe was really quick. He was just fine, and then boom, gone.
Yeah, exactly. What I was thinking, I mean, I talked to him just about every day kind of thing. He was either texting me or calling or on the radio or something, and same thing. He never mentioned any major, aches and pains all of us old guys have kind of thing, but never mentioned anything like that, and he just kind of disappeared. I talked to him when I was in the hospital. I went in the hospital there, and then I hadn't talked to him the 5 days I was in there or whatever kind of thing, and when I came out, I was, trying to get a hold of him kind of thing, and he just was not around anywhere, so I went over on the Hazel Park, the HP over there, and a fellow there told me that he had died, but really didn't know what happened either, so... Man, I guess tomorrow's promised to no one.
No, it's not. So, but, you know, that's the thing. It's just, my dad was similar to that. He was over our house Christmas 2004, and by January 5th, 2005, he was gone. But he drove himself down and, spent a little bit with us. Said he was complaining about something in his throat, giving him a hard time swallowing. And he left our place and, just this,
you know, an irritation in his throat, you know, or something that was having, give him trouble. And when he got home, his wife called me, I guess it'd be my stepmother. I never thought of her as such. It's weird to think of her that way. But anyhow, his wife called, and she was, like, pretty upset. You got to tell him he's got to go in the ENT or, you know, get a specialist look at this because this isn't normal. And so I called him up, you know, a couple, you know, in the new year. I told him to get in, or between Christmas and New Year's, told him to get in. So he got in, and they said they didn't like what they saw, so they did some tests, and he went in the hospital. And like I said, on the 5th, he died of esophageal, you know, severe esophageal cancer. That was what was bothering him in his throat, why he couldn't swallow. Go figure, eh?
Jeez, oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. It's just, wow. Seems like a lot of books are disappearing lately. Dave, this other guy that we used to talk to in the mornings, used to drive into, I guess it's still Roseville. He used to work with a pipe fitter there. He just, out of the blue, went silent. Key also, and then Joe, and then there's been quite a few others, I guess, but. Well, I guess at our age we gotta expect it. Anyway, enough of that. Have you got out and abused that grand yet?
No, my son's been harassing me about it. We gotta make a date, get out there to the pit or somewhere. And I got several toys I need to get out there, so I need to collect a whole bunch of stuff to make a day of it. I've got a Remington 700 I built up in 308. kind of trying to do an MP40 kind of Carlos Hathcock kind of a thingy with it, but it's definitely modern, you know, and I got to get that out. I've got zero time on that. I've had it put together and ready to go for quite a while, so there's no excuse, but just gotta, you know, the weather's breaking here, you know, maybe when it gets nicer, I'll get everything together, and we'll get our butt out there and get some time in. Their pit's only 100 yards, though, so that's okay for the grand, you know, open sites in the grand, but that's going to be it'll be okay to just kind of get the 700 out there, but I really need several hundred if I'm really going to give that thing a test.
Yes, sir, I agree. I'd like to see that one, too, myself. And I just got to tell you, you know, that borders on the edge of firearm is abuse. And you do know that the pit's not the pit no more, don't you? I mean, they got a whole DNR range there set up now.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but it's still the pit, I think. They still call it that. It's just official. But I heard it's kind of still self-regulated, still do your own. They don't have a regular range officer or anything like that, I'm told. I don't know. I've not been there since they converted it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was going to say that. There's really, you just kind of drive up and do your thing. But if you do want to get stretched out a little further, not far from closer toward Emily City, there's the Lapeer County Sportsman's Club, and I believe one Saturday a month they're open to the public, and they've got a 200-yard range there, kind of a nice rifle range. I used to enjoy shooting there myself, but it's just a little bit closer to home than the pit.
Dealing with some more jack wagons here on the on Grosbeck. Yeah, that sounds good. I have to keep that in mind. Somebody else offered me, they have a place where they can really reach out. I don't know if it was Dakota. I don't think so. Somebody else, we were talking about this, but not a range or anything like that, but a place where they definitely could mark off, you know, march out to several hundred. Yeah, I know Blue Water will do it, but again, it's only, special arrangements, and then they got to close down the road, and I hear it's when they do that, it's really a bear, you know, you can barely get some time, so, yep, we'll have to
has to do that for the, especially for the couple of pieces I've made. I really want to get out and do some reach out and touch someone at some distance. Oh, well, it's on the list.
You want to do, might want to do what I did quite a few years back there. I got a 700 VS off the shelf, 700 VS, and I wanted to stretch out with it. So in Solani by Ford Lake, there's a club there. They have a 600-yard range, and on Wednesdays they're open F-class practice, so you can stop in there and shoot. So... I got in on some of that. That's kind of a ball. You do need to go with somebody, though, because you got to have somebody to pull the targets for you. I didn't really know that. I was there by myself, so luckily a guy volunteered to pull targets for me.
There you go. Yeah, 600. That's a hell of a range. I think if I could get out 2 to 3, you know, that would be good enough for an initial run. But... we'll see where we go from there. All right, well, I think I'm going to put that Imlay one on my radar. That's, we don't generally go that way anyhow. And but, you know, just some good fun, get out to the pit. I know I could just go to Bald Mountain or something like that, but I'm not one for the structure. You know, the structure and the, you know, I like to sometimes, you know, rattle off a few. But I don't know. I've never been a big fan of Bald Mountain.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I used to go there a long time ago, but that road on the way in there just kill you. Demolish your vehicle on the way in and the way out kind of thing. Lately, I've been shooting at Pontiac Lake Range over there by the airport off of 59. But that's, you know, highly regulated. They're usually 2 to 3. They're not DNR guys. They're park guys. But same thing. It's very safe. I'll say that for sure. They keep a close eye on everything. But, yeah, I know what you mean. I'm the same way. I like to wrap off a few, you know, quick rounds. Real easy there. Somebody got me at the Sportsman's Club, the Lapeer Sportsman's Club. You can look it up on the web there. You get a good idea. I think they got some pictures of the range and schedules of when it's open to the public and all that kind of thing. And but anyway, them guys got me hooked on my first AR, and we used to set up 4-inch clay pigeons on the hill, 200 yards out, kind of thing. I used to try to see how many I could hit as quick as possible with a 30-round mag kind of thing. And I usually got like 28 out of 30 in a little over 35, 40 seconds kind of thing. It was a whole lot of fun. You can't do that at a state range.
Right. That's why I haven't been in a pit yet, but we'll see when I get there what it's like, if they've clamped down on any of that. Or I mean, I don't go stupid or anything, you know, mag dumps or anything. Not always. I've done a few mag dumps, but you know, as long as you can still do that stuff, I'll be okay. I'll tell you, my kid. Speaking of the my kid, I don't know if it was just super dumb luck or what, but he's always been a good hip shooter. You know, I've tried to teach him the art of bent thrust, and he's just not, you know, he's just not sub MOA bench discipline. But give him hip shooting, he's uncanny good. And it's weird. I wonder if it's just a different mental process or something. But we were out there at the pit. We had three 2-liters out there at the extreme end. I think it's about 100 foot, or 100 yards, you know, 7,500. And we had three 2-liters out there with stuff in them to weigh them down, and they had, like, yellow caps on them. And he was standing prone with the with my precision AR that I built, rifle, and I told him, I said, take the cap off that first 2-liter, and he takes it off the first shot, boom, takes the cap right off that 2-liter, and I said, all right, do the second one. second shot takes the second cap off the 2 liter. Third shot takes the third cap off the third 2 liter. At like 75 to 100 yards, standing with my precision AR. Unbelievable. I'm just like, is that the dummy dump? I mean, one luck, two luck, three luck?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of 100%. I don't think there's any luck involved there. And I am not a good three-hand shooter there. I always shoot supported in one way or another. I try to find something to get supported on, kind of thing. You know, unless I, if I'm deer hunting and, you know, one just pops up 50 yards away, well, that's, you know, a piece of cake. But other than that, I try to get supported. But, yeah, I got to get out again. I'm just starting to feel a little bit better. The weather's changing. I got to get a new fishing license. And I got to get my butt back to the range, that's for sure. KBHWOJ.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of fun, so it's worth putting on the agenda. Yeah, like I said, he doesn't seem to have the bench rest skills down like that, but the freehand stuff he does. I'm the opposite. I love the, I can control my breathing and my timing, you know, and I can, you know, let everything, like, coalesce to the proper moment, you know, take into account, you know, scope and wind, windage and all that stuff, and I can, you know, do some damage bench rest, but, you know, put me freehand and I get pretty mediocre pretty fast. Sorry about that, I was still on Mount Clemens, I was probably sounding horrible.
Bench shooting is just a piece of cake, you know, it's just so easy and there's really nothing to it, and it's... There actually is when you're trying to put a bullet through the same hole as the first four, kind of thing. But I notice if I haven't done it for a while, my bench technique sort of disappears, and I've got to relearn, kind of thing, get back into it. It takes quite a bit of shooting before I, all right, I settle down, and now I remember, and, you know, kind of thing. And, but it's all worthwhile, that's for sure. And you know, since I load my own, it doesn't cost me an arm and a leg for ammo, so... I always got some good fresh ammo to use.
I was probably sounding pretty ratty on that last one. I failed to switch from Mount Clemens to Warren. I'm down here, actually south of Warren now. So just about to my stop. This will probably be my last. But no, I was saying the same thing, you know, that the, you know, the bench rest experience is all about controlling your, you know, your heart rate, your breathing, your, you know, getting yourself settled, you know, locked in, you know, and then letting it all coalesce at the proper instant, you know, in the proper moment. And, you know, it's more deliberate and more kind of like, you know, a lot of factors you all got to control, whereas hip shooting is more about, you know, just instinct. And if I was given the choice, I mean, I see the value in both, but if I had to pick one, God, I'd rather be a crazy good hip shooter than a crazy good bench rester. If I had to pick, but hey, I get the skill set I get, you know, that's all I can do. All right, this is my stop. I will say 73 for now. I will listen out, and then I got to get inside here and finish up my day. After yours, W8FU.
Okay, Sean, have a good one, and I'm right there with you. I just as soon pick that myself if I could choose one or another, but I can't, so I seem to be better at the bench, so I kind of stay. But, you know, it all depends on what you want to do. I guess the 7 P's apply to this, which are proper prior practice prevents piss poor performance. So if I wanted to get good at offhand shooting there, I know what I got to do. I just don't seem to do it. So have a good one there. We'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
This is KF8FJH looking for a QFO. Over.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a minute or two. KE8WOJ.
Well, that's good. How am I making it into the repeater at the moment?
Loud and clear, 5-9, no problems at all.
That's good. I'm transmitting on my UV-32. I am in high power, but I believe I'm getting to the Warren repeater here.
Yeah, well, so far, I don't know. There's been maybe a dozen or so people that have been talking on that radio lately, and it sure has got some decent audio. Always your signal or audio sounds real good.
Okay, perfect. Very good. Just a question. Do you think we could QSY to a different frequency? I want to see what repeaters I could pick up in my location.
Well, I would, but I'm about to head in and have myself some dinner.
Alrighty then. Well, that's very good. Well, since you're going to have dinner, I'll let you go for now. I'll say 73. But I enjoyed talking with you. This is KF8FJH. Go ahead if you're final.
KF8FJH. Yeah, another hour or two, couple hours, you'll start to get everybody filtered home from work kind of thing, and there should be people all over the repeaters. Otherwise, it's kind of quiet during the day. But anyway, your new radio sounding good there. Have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KFWOJ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NADDF.
And the big frog, WA, fancy underpants.
You on your way home?
Yes, sir. And I finished up just about as close to home as I can be and still be working. So that was nice.
It's always a good strategy. I try to do that as often as possible, but I don't get to leave a whole lot. Kind of like you. I think I have about the same frequency of field work as you do.
Yeah, it used to be pretty common. I would make sure that, you know, I had a ton of work down this way, and I would always try to finish up, you know, at the end of the day, so that when I clocked out, I was 5 minutes from home is a lot better than 30 minutes from home. So I'm not as close as I could be. If I was at one of the fire stations right by my house, that'd be the best, but I very rarely get down there. It's not bad, though. I will be home gobs earlier than usual. Anyhow, not a bad day. Got a few things done. Getting ready for some cool stuff going on next week. I'm going to be programming up some new radios and trying out some new technologies.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I've got 41 minutes, it says, and I enjoy new technology. I had a decent day as well. Left a little earlier than I should have, I feel like, but you know what? I have plenty of time in this week, so I'm going to take advantage of a sunny but chilly day. Spent the last, I don't know, hour and a half creating a Motorola account, registering and all that, waiting 7 to 10 business days for it to get friggin' approved, but I guess that's the dog and pony show I gotta do to get what I want. Anthony hooked me up again. I had a guy down in the area, fortunately, and he was able to pick up an XPR charger, and then he made me a little goodie bag. I got a 4550 R2 and a power supply with it. So I got to figure that out now. But what kind of technology are you trying out now? Is it radio related or is it different gear?
Without getting too terribly specific, the latest Motorola P25 radios, they're like nothing you've probably fondled before. You know, they're going, like many things, they're going to a much larger, screen, Gorilla Glass, kind of getting that whole smart
smartphone screen kind of thing. Kind of like the, you know how the R7 is kind of like more screen, you know, that's, they're doing that in the ATX series as well. So I've got a couple of customers that have been, who've got all new ATX radios, and one of them's fully deployed, but they don't have their new archives in yet, because they're also going to be making the transition to AES-256, so this particular place has not transitioned to the new radios yet, and we got to do that, plus we're locking down things, and it's going to be, and there's a lot of, like, I keep finding bugaboos, like just now there's just issues, but we're getting worked out one at a time, and hopefully next week, Wednesday, we can get all these new radios out there with the new technologies and see how things are going. Looking forward to it. It'll be my first full conversion to the new technology and full encryption and all that good stuff, so we're going to throw the gauntlet down.
If it's the 500 iteration of the most current, I know what you're talking about. I was looking at it on the website going, damn, you should talk your employer into that being your retirement gift.
WYM?
No. It's, they're still APXs. They're just the new versions. There's the APX, you know, 50, 70, APX Next, and they've got the APX N70s. And good afternoon, RPAD. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick jump in. Sheets over here at 12 and Mount has a sign up, says that it's going to open in 4 days. That is all. Go ahead, Dakota. WYM, I'll listen out.
There you go, Sean.
So, Tuesday?
I believe that is Tuesday, yes.
Well, there you go. So, on another note, behind this guy here, he's got a cube truck of some sort. I don't know what kind of business it is, but he's got a sticker on the back that says veteran-owned business. So good for him. But it reminded me, I just hired a contractor to do some electrical work for me, and I am really stingy with compliments for vendors. I when I had a good experience, I don't say anything. Even if I have a bad experience, I generally don't say much. I don't say much, but I got this new vendor that I brought in to do some work, electrical work for me, and it was so good from the first telephone call to the completion of the job that I, for like maybe only the first, second, or third time in my life, wrote a letter to the vice president of the company saying it, and I just felt compelled to tell him, you know, how perfectly everything went, you know, and everywhere where I experience issues all the time with vendors, none of that. Punctual, excellent communication, professional, fast, on time, you know, everything from the pre-sales walk to the expectations I'm not used to having something that went just so perfectly, like it exactly as it was in my mind's eye it went. And I felt compelled to write a letter. That's not me.
I hear you. It is so hard to find a vendor that is just that. You know, they're, for the most part, you can find some good ones, but there's always something that could have went better or a circumstance or whatever they could have handled differently. I had a similar experience. I had a small job, but I brought in an electrician that I know. First time dealing with them in a commercial setting, and same thing, like, showed up the day that I called him, gave me a quote that night, scheduled me the following morning, came and did it the day he said he was going to, at the time he said he was going to, did a good job, and I was like, this is so refreshing, because usually, I mean, you're well aware, you get vendors like that, or most vendors, you're just babysitting.
Yeah, I was just shocked just from start to finish. And this guy was, I had to get three competitive bids because the price in that, and this guy was the lowest of the three. And but he's, it's called, the company is called Electrix, with R-E-X, like elect, instead of electric, it ends with T-R-E-X, Electrix or something like that. And they, he sent a crew out, the guys he sent out were great, and that. And, yeah, so just all in all, I was very, very pleased with the work. And like I said, and, you know, I guess low bid. They were right in the ballpark with everybody else, but they were the best of the three bids. And, yeah, just like I say, there was one site that was not exactly the way they had anticipated that we ran into an issue, and they had to run a little, get a little extra product out there. And, you know, and I don't know if I'm going to pay a change order on that or not. I won't complain if I do, but I'm not getting the impression I will. So that's crazy. It's like, but it wasn't a lot of, you know, it was just some PVC. You know, they had to run a little bit farther gap between the two boxes. So a little extra wire. Now, the wire could be expensive. It wasn't small stuff, but I don't know how much they had figured into the quote. So, but, yeah, just pleasure to be, you know, to have it all just work the way you expect it to, or the way it should work, right? And speaking of sheets, they have completely leveled everything at 12-mile DeQuinter R pad, so that one's coming coming soon.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, that's it should be that way, not expectations. I feel like after COVID, that kind of just... Now it's a crapshoot. If you don't know them, and even if you do know them, I've seen a lot of them just go to crap. It's unfortunate, but it's kind of the way it is now because they're still getting paid to do jobs, and I don't understand why. But I am jealous because I don't have a sheet anywhere near me.
It's overrated.
Well, I went into the one at 23 Mile in Gratiot, and I don't know if it's overrated because I don't know how they're rated, but... I get it, but it's nothing special. It's no Buc-ee's, right? And that's, you know, what people I hear compared to. There's no, it's not even in the ballpark of Buc-ee's, but it's like imagine you know, one of these, you know, party store gas stations, you know, that is really, really well stocked and has a really good, you know, and then they got a fairly expensive fast food. I don't know how good it's going to be or if it's going to be any good at all, but, you know, it's no great shakes, but I'm glad to have one where I'm getting one because I could see that just being a deserted old building for decades otherwise.
I just like mozzarella sticks on my hamburger.
And Buc-ee's will let you do that, or not Buc-ee's, and the Sheets will let you do that, I guess. All right, anyhow, I think that was Dave in there. I just backed in the driveway. I got to take the trash cans in, get the mail, and get in the house. I'll be back. W8FU.
Yeah, I tried the Sheets a couple times. I wasn't too impressed. At least the burgers weren't that great. The chicken stuff is okay, though, like the chicken tacos and stuff.
It's nothing special. It's just fast food that you can mix it up a little bit. It's different, that's what it is. And, David, if you're on that radio, you sent me a picture of turning your mic game down. It's come in quite hot.
Oh, I'm on repeater phone, and I think I'm trying to talk over my family. So, I'll switch to a radio.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that it's people that high game. I don't think I'd go to Sheets regularly. If it was the local gas station, that would be me.
Let's try this. Hello.
Yeah, no, if you happen to be in the area and you need gas, it's fine, but for me, it's like on the other side of I-94, so I don't usually want to go over there. So lately, I've been wanting to go to Chick-fil-A, though, because I really like their spicy chicken sandwich.
That's what I mean. If you're not conveniently in the area or driving past it, I don't think it warrants a special trip. I've never had it before, so I'll try it. And I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A. Spicy chicken deluxe with some waffle fries and Chick-fil-A sauce on the set.
Yeah, and if you happen to not be near Chick-fil-A, but there's a Culver's nearby, their spicy chicken sandwich is almost exactly the same thing.
I've never had anything else from Culver's aside from their double bacon deluxe butter burger or whatever the hell it's called, you know, the Hard Stopper 3000.
Yeah, the only reason I tried their chicken sandwich there is because I had like a hamburger earlier that day or something. So oh boy, we got drama going on here, so I better referee. So I'll chat with you later, KFAS.
I heard it in the background. I will catch you later, NRDBS. Okay, TMR, NRDBS.
Hey, how's it going? K8TMR.
Better now that I'm driving home. Are you at home or are you mobile?
No, I'm at home.
Well, does it sound any better?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds a little louder. What'd you have to do?
I really don't know what happened. Like, the node freaked out, the ASL node. And no matter what I did, I couldn't. It was like when we were making changes, they weren't applying, other than, like, through the network. It wasn't doing anything locally. So I really don't know what happened. I got to the point where I couldn't connect to other nodes. Like, I couldn't link it up to FBI. Couldn't link it to parent mode. I couldn't configure the USB, the simple USB config. Like, it just kind of died. So I just factory reset it, or not factory reset it, I reflashed the SD card, set it back up, and it worked flawlessly, at least I thought. And then I drove this morning on the way in, I'm like, perfect. It sounds like a notch under Romeo as far as audio, like, hotness. So I wanted to double check it with another set of ears, and especially you, right, because you were the one who was hearing it super low first. So I think we're good. I got the new fans in it, the new node. Like, I'm hoping it's done now. All we got to do is straighten out the antenna.
Hey, give me a second just to just so I can compare apples to apples. Let me I'm in the basement right now. Let me run upstairs and I'll turn that handheld on, and give me 1 second and then we can go from there. K8 PMR.
Okay, I'm at Abilene 53, so you got plenty of time. NABDF.
NABDF, K8TMR.
There was one other variable that I forgot we probably should test was us both being on the same repeater. I'm on Romeo right now, but I'm coming up to being in range for the Elmont-1. But how does it sound on the HD?
Oh, you're sounding good. Way better than it was. Like, I think I got my volume about half, and it's pretty loud. I can hear it. And substantially louder than it was the other night.
That is music to my ears, hearing that my $150 repeater is working good.
Oh, that's all you paid for that?
dude, I rolled the dice. So that unit, the one Sean lent me, completely ruined any other plans I had. I'm like, I have to have one of these. This is it. Self-contained, it's just clean. So I started looking, and they're anywhere from $800 to $1,400 used on eBay. And I'm like, Jesus. And then I kept looking, refreshing throughout the day, and then one popped up for parts not tested but powered on for like $369 or something. It was $400 and they had it like on sale, 50% off or something stupid. So I'm like, all right, let's give it a shot. I lowball the guy, I'm like $150. I'm like, dude, you don't know if it works. I'm basically buying it for the case it's in. And they accepted my offer. I paid $50 shipping. It was $209 to my door.
And you haven't had to do any repairs or anything to it other than just swapping the fans out? Oh, did I lose you?
Give me one sec. I turned off my radio and the PL didn't save on Elmont.
Oh, okay. K8 TMR standing by.
That reminds me, I need to bring this in and program it.
So I was saying, you didn't have to do any repairs to that after you got it, other than swapping out the fans?
Correct, and I didn't even really have to do that. I only did that because they were loud and annoying. So basically it showed up, it was a little dusty, I blew it off with a compressor, pulled the duplexer that was in it out because it was tuned for the wrong frequency, so I took the other duplexer that Sean had already tuned, put that in, and then programmed the radios, and it worked.
Nice. I'd say I'd call that a win then.
Yeah, it was a gamble that paid off, so I was able to get Sean the other repeater back, and now I'm set. So, and then the XPR got delivered today, and I'm going to try to get my hands on some code plug software for that to program that up and play with that this weekend.
Good deal. What, are you on that repeater now?
I am, and there's a setting that I need to turn on when I get home, and I can't remember if it's pre-emphasis or de-emphasis because it's doing that thing where it's quiet until I get close again.
You'll be on eBay in 6 months.
I didn't catch that. What?
I said hopefully it won't be on eBay within 6 months.
Nah, I don't sell on eBay. I don't like paying fees.
W8EAPL, what, Facebook Marketplace? Nah, I was just joking with you. But I know, we all know how you like to keep your radios for several years. You'd never sell your stuff within 6 months.
No, sir. I do not like keeping stuff unless, very few things get to stay around. I like getting new things.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I just had to throw it in there. So, are you talking about the new repeater that you have or the new repeater that you're going to have? And third question is, are you going to change the frequency and PL again? Just keep me updated.
So the only thing that changed is Sean lent me, we were building a Radius repeater, but we were having issues with the transmit radio. So he said, all right, I don't have time to mess with the radio or the duplexer to tune, whatever, to change things around. So I'm going to give you this repeater. It was an ICOM CY-F221S. It's basically two mobiles in a box. They're 45-watt UHF radios, and it's got a built-in power supply and a duplexer that's mounted. It's a really nice little self-contained 2U unit, and I was running that, and I'm like, this is the way to go. I want this. So I went on eBay, and I found one. I bought it. That's what I'm talking on right now. I already gave Sean his back. This one's mine. The only thing that changed, it's still 442-125 with a plus 5. I just changed the PL to 107.2. That's the only thing that's changed.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation too bad, but just let you know real quick, a few days ago, might have been last weekend, I think it was last Sunday, I took a ride up Van Dyke with my HT in the car with a rubber duck, and I was getting into it pretty good once I crossed 34 mile. Just thought I'd let you know the range for an HT inside of a car. Like I said, started to get you in there about S9 and above when I got to 34, so just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyhow, I'll let you get back to your conversation. WAEAP.
All right, Eric, appreciate the feedback. And, I was at 32 in Plank a couple days ago on it and still getting in. Not great, but I was getting in. But, Phil, I'm pulling in the driveway. I'm going to get inside, make a couple changes, but then I'll probably be out here later. So I'll listen out. Oh, my God, dude, Shoemaker's a joke. N8DDF.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you later on then. WAEAP from K8TMR.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Eric, it's Phil. Wasn't sure if that was you or not, and then I heard Dakota say the name. Talked to you a little while ago on a DMR I was testing, and then we were talking about the mesh static. I tried to look you up on there, and I don't think I could reach you. So I know you were saying if your neighbor has his on or something, you can reach out, but I didn't want you to think I just ghosted it. I was looking for you and wasn't able to see you online, so I wasn't able to send anything.
Yeah, no problem. Well, he's on today. It's weird. He sets it off every day when he goes to work. I don't know. Or maybe he recharges it. But he's got Fridays off, so he's out there, so I'm getting a lot more connections. I'm getting a bunch of really weird connections, like 2003 Ford minivan, 1996 Dodge Caravan minivan. So I'm just a lot of really weird stuff. But you could try today and look for me. You might be able to see me.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. I think it's over like, I think it was 29 in Gratiot area. The guy over there at the landfill, I believe, has got one, Pine Tree Acres. He's got one way up, and his must be down or something, because I normally, from my house, I'm seeing quite a few, and I can see all the way down, you know, Chesterfield and all that, and for some reason, I'm only showing like five online, and it's only like local around here, so I'm thinking he's got a problem with his, and it's not letting me reach out past the local area.
Funny you should bring that up. I was just going to say that Pine Tree Acres and Pine Tree Tipper, I get two of his, like Pine Tree Acres something and Pine Tree Tipper. Yeah, they're gone. So, yeah, I'm missing a lot on the to the northwest. I did pick up a couple in Columbus, but it wasn't Captain Don. It wasn't W8CPT. It was someone else. But then, of course, the airplanes go over, and then I got a bunch of connections from Ohio. I got a bunch from Ohio and Windsor. Not lately, but when the airplanes go over, those populate. So, yeah, Pine Tree Acres is down. That'll probably cut the cord between us.
Yeah, okay. If you're not seeing him, then that confirms it. That's kind of what I thought. I tried sending him a message from work yesterday, and I still wasn't close enough to reach him. It didn't go through, but I was just asking him if there was issues with it, or I didn't know if it was my nodes or if he was down, but if you're confirming, then that explains, that figures, solves that problem. So good to know. Hopefully, hopefully he'll get it back up and running soon.
Yeah, I don't need him for most of my links, like Dave and a few other people that are in that North Macomb area. I can get them, no problem, if my neighbor's out. But only the really far north and northeast connections are through, like you said, Pine Tree Acres. And I think it's only like two or three hops. There might have to be two people on. I don't know who the other person is, but I just noticed that when certain people are on or off, it totally affects my coverage map.
Yeah, I got one up a decent ways in the Romeo area, and it usually connects with Pine Tree pretty good, and then I can get a signal out over in Elmont. But if Pine Tree goes down for some reason, it seems like the Romeo connection is spotty for me. So I think I either need to get some more up higher or, you know, keep his online. But that was it. Like I said, I was just messing around testing with Dakota, and I thought that was you. I wasn't 100% certain, but once I figured it out, wanted to say hi and see what's been going on and tell you about the mesh stuff. But I'm going to get back to what I was doing over here. It was good talking to you again. I'm sure we'll talk again. And this is K8TMR. I'll be clear after your final.
Very good, very good. And I'll keep an eye out for you when your connection pops up. So I'll let you know. All right. I'm just going to lay down and take a little rest here. W8EAP, have a good one.
Hey, good afternoon, young man. You're sounding a little better.
Oh, I've been pumping myself full of meds. Actually, I found some zinc lozenges, so I took those. I took one of those and then stuck it down some cough drops all day. My wife's got some cough medicine inside of my medication, so see what that does.
Excuse me, you're not still working, are you?
No, I'm going down to Central Shores to meet up with Anthony to pick up NHL 868.
Oh, cool, that'll be a worthwhile trip.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too difficult to program, I hope.
I am not familiar with the 868. Is that a mobile?
It's an HD. It's one step below the 878, but it's DMR. So Anthony wanted to get rid of it, so I found out of cash for it and picked it up.
Oh, cool. Sounds like a good radio. I'm on the D168, UB3. I do not like this radio.
I like my Yaesu, and I got my Elenco at home. You know, but the Elenco is just 2 meter 440 analog. You know, I'm not putting my Yaesu up there for shift diffusion and staying here in the van.
Yeah, Roger. I go through spells there. I was on DMR for a long time, go through the digital stuff for a long time, and hardly get on analog. Now I've been on analog for quite a while, and I hardly got on DMR or any of the other digital stuff. It's just the way it works, I guess.
Yeah,
Yeah, I alternate between System Fusion, Analog, DMR, and P25.
I'm curious with the P25. My clear note does P25, but I couldn't find anywhere even close to local to use P25. The nearest thing I could find was somewhere in Ohio.
That's because it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Who's that? Is that Dakota out there? Good afternoon.
Wally.
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, there's nothing that connects any of the P25 stuff around here. It's done by choice and it's done by purpose. It is standalone only. So the only way to get involved in it is to fork over the big bucks.
K8RUH. Tom, where you at? 75 in Big Beaver. And yeah, as Wally usually says, stupid money for P25.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, sorry, man.
WAPD.
Man, you know, I was right up the road in Richmond. Oh, did I lose everybody? KJKJO. Tom, I'm still here. I am headed over there right now. I'll probably be there 10 minutes before you. Should be good to go. I know Rick was out there, Wally was out there, and all of a sudden it just went silent, like we lost a link somewhere. That's all. Yeah, I'm at 75 in Rochester, Anthony.
No, I'm here. I'm trying to send a file to Dakota.
Oh, gotcha. I wonder if Dakota's still at his office after I get done at 11 Mile. Oh, where am I going? Gratiot 696.
No, he's home already.
All right.
So, Tom, you got software to program that new radio?
Anthony, is there software or do I just download that from the NHL website? I can send you a link of where to download it from. Essentially, right on Bridgecom Systems. They have all the software on there. So I've always just downloaded it from that website.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, the Anytone software is pretty good. I usually buy RT systems for most of the radios, but the Anytone software works pretty good.
Yeah, Rick, there's pros and cons of the both of them. I've had to go back and forth, program certain things in the Anytone software, and then export it into RT, and vice versa.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've caught myself doing that lately.
Well, is the Anytone 778, is that the mobile version, or the mobile Anytone? A 778 is a analog mobile unit. The 578 is the mobile DMR.
Yeah, I've got the 578. I really love that radio.
Okay, so if you could program 778 Anytone, then it's easiest pie to program the 668 or whatever the one that you're, or the, whatever that one is. right?
I don't know. It's the 778, like I said, that's analog. I don't know. I've never messed with that particular radio. But you programmed that one of those DM32s or other DMR radios in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done the DM32 and the DM1701 with the 1701 I converted to open GD77. So I figured it'd be the same, easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's no harder or easier than any DMR radio, I would imagine. And I actually, I have it programmed with a program in there now so you could have a starting point. I put your, whatchamacallit in there, your DMR ID, so for the time being, you can just operate with the code plug that's in there if you wanted to.
It works for me. And of course, I get to hit traffic. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, I kind of lucked out with the 878 and 578. We both use the same code plug kind of thing. I can swap and import in between them. But if you need a code plug, if yours will work with the 878 or the 578, I'll have to send you a code plug if you need it. It sounds like you're all set.
Yeah, Rick, that's actually why I've looked at getting one of those 578s, because I also have an 878, the UV Pro 2, and I feel like I finally have that code plug pretty dialed the way that I want it, and I've thought about getting one of those mobiles, just because, like you said, you can just switch them back and forth, and it would be nice to have DMR in the car.
Yeah, exactly. The code plugs are, one or the other, they're the same. If you program one, you can just swap the cord and program the other with the same code plug.
KJL. Yeah, I did that with the Retevis 3TS, the UV 380, the 9600. And the DM1701 are all open GD77, and all I do is just turn on the radio, download it, and I'm done.
So are you going to be using this new radio in the van while you're working? Whoops.
Well, I got the DM32 on my van, and then I got the 5550 XPR Motorola. That's my DMR. And then I got the 32, that's my DMR also. I got the antenna adapter and a BNC antenna that just sits on the roof there. So the 868, I got that.
Well, Tom, if you're still out there, you have a good weekend. Whoops. Oh, I hate this thing. You have a good weekend there, and take care. I hope you get better pretty quick. KDAWOJ.
Yeah, I'm still out here. Sorry. I was messaging another ham that's selling a PM32 for $40. So I'm going to meet up with him after I'm done with Anthony. And Anthony, I'm almost there. I'm at 696 and over. Casey at KJO.
All right, cool. I'm in the parking lot south of the gas station.
All right, where's Costco at? Is that south of 696 or north?
Northeast corner of the intersection.
Okay, I'll be there shortly. KJ.
KFABRC, KJ, how's it going, Jack?
He's over on Digital Tom and HVAF.
All right, Anthony. I'm north of 696. Oh, there's Costco. I see you. KKKJO.
I think you may have passed it. Where are you at?
AT&T parking lot, right next door.
All right, I'm pulling over there right now. I'll be there in a second.
NACAS. Good afternoon, Cliff. Yeah, I figured out that I was picked up the wrong mic. KCKGO.
Yeah, that's right up there with listening to two channels on the same radio. I forget which one is your primary, and it's the wrong one, and you key up. How's the drive going?
Meeting up with Anthony. Get up. Any tone, and he just pulled up. I'll be back in a minute. KKKGO.
Copy that. NHCAF monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-A-R-U-H. KKKGO.
Tom, were you just calling me? K-A-R-U-H.
Yeah, I didn't mean to stop you short there. I apologize for that. You know me.
Oh, just now? Don't sweat it, man. I got somewhere to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just didn't want to get you sick.
No, I totally am with it. And I think what you have, I am on the mend from also. I mean, it's waning. But I've been congested, coughing for the last 3 weeks. Finally, last Sunday, I called, got a telehealth appointment, and have been on antibiotics all week, and better.
Yeah, it's a killer. I mean, throat's raw, then it goes better, and then it goes, then it congests back up again. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, and it's like at least 3 weeks is what it seems like it's been taken to shake it from how I feel and how I've heard from other people. So I appreciate you not wanting to get me sick, but I also understand. And it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. I'm sure you want to get home.
Yeah, I was up in Auburn Hills, got done with that. That's not even done yet. We got to order another power supply. I put a 3-amp in place of a 6-amp that's blown, but it should suffice until the new one comes in.
Cool. I heard you saying you're picking up another radio from somebody else.
Well, I was looking to get this DM32 for like $40 on Marketplace. I asked him where he's at. He's in Macomb next to some elementary school, but he texted me at 4:30 and says, I'm over by, you know, this school. I'm like, cool. I thought I'm in Auburn or St. Clair Shores and I could be up there to pick it up. I haven't got a response, so.
That always
I can kind of make
when,
it.
Think you have a plan. You're not getting a response from the person on Marketplace.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is that Sean out there? I heard another voice. Go ahead, KKK Joe.
No, but I think Oshawn will apology. WARPM.
Who owes Sean an apology?
Whoever confused me with him.
Ah, okay.
I'm sort of on the fringe of ones. I don't know how long I'll be here.
Tom, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm still out here. I'm in front of McCall Mall, which I don't even know why that's still open.
You'd be surprised if that actually, they redid it a couple years back, and it's a really nice mall now, surprisingly.
It's not very big. Lakeside was big, two floors.
It's a beautiful day in northern Michigan, too. I'm in a levering machine up in Sheboygan County. 32 bright sun, blue skies. Makes you,
I hope you feel better.
Anxious for spring.
I'm going to sleep this weekend. KE8RUH, and I will be clear and listening for about another minute and a half.
All right, Anthony, have a great night. Enjoy your other festivities that you got to get to. KCKGO, and I heard the other station that stepped on you, but that's okay. I got a little bit of what he said. It is a nice day.
Yeah, sorry about that. I doubled for a second. It's a beautiful day. 30 bright and sunny. Makes you anxious for spring.
I don't know. This morning was like 26 degrees, and I was outside trying to fix some alarm cables and was not having a good day.
Something just got to play the hand you're dealt. Yeah, there must be a little enhancement going on today. Normally, I cannot work this thing mobile from where I am. And it's doing pretty well. It's a fluttery three-quarter scale with a few of the red LED segments flickering on receive signal strength. So, but once spring hits and we get some leaves on the trees, that'll go away.
Well, which site are you on? I'm running off of FBI Warren right now.
This is a levering repeater in Sheboygan County.
Levering in Sheboygan?
Woo!
You're up there. How's the snow?
Yep. I had 32 inches of snow last weekend.
Do I smell a Ron?
Maybe.
W8RPM from W8FU.
I'm levering repeater. Somebody got you a minute ago.
Ah, too late. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Are you giving it all you got? Anyhow, I just wanted to say yo-ho. I don't got a lot of time. I just heard your voice and thought I'd come in here and say yo. End of your rope. You have found it. All right, figures. WNFU.
Oh, you never know. Might be able to pull out access a knot or two. How's that?
Good afternoon, Sean. KKK Joe, and get back to what you were doing. Be safe.
Ron, you did something. Did you increase the power or get on a hill or something? All right. I do got to get back to what I'm doing anyhow. If you can hear me, Ron, it's good hearing you, but I got to jump. I just was passing by real quick. And later, Tom. I'll
I'll be listening, but I'm busy with something else right now. WNFU.
Elevation in the metal.
KF8FQN, KF8FQN. Right, you out there? KCKGO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
What's Sean up to tonight? KF8AYO, Ken.
Well, I am off to pick up dinner. I'm going to get lake perch for a Lenten Friday. My wife is opting for the cheese and potato pierogies dinner from a local diner that we like.
Well, that sounds very delicious. I'm getting kind of hungry myself. Kind of wonder what I'm going to eat. Maybe I'll have to ask the wife what she wants to eat.
Well, the correct answer is a hamburger in Key Largo.
Well, yesterday she said she was coming back home and she said, you want anything? She's like, I'm going to go to McDonald's. I'm like, okay, McDonald's, whatever. I'm like, oh, I heard they have this new Big Arch sandwich. Like, give me one of those. Little did I know it was a $9 sandwich, but yeah, it's essentially a double quarter pounder with spicy Big Mac sauce, kind of. It was all right, but it felt a little heavy later in the evening. Like, I shouldn't have had that.
Yeah, I gotta be in the mood for a burger anymore. I mean, I get them, you know, but I don't know. Doesn't seem to be my go-to anymore. Ah, phone's ringing. I'll be back. WNFU. W8FU.
Well, did you get your vittles there?
I did. I sure hope it's right, because I get frustrated when I get home and the order is wrong, but I hope it's right. Anyhow, on my way home with the goods now. I was a little frustrated with this trip. Waitress there. Usually she's pretty good, but she was just having a really hard time understanding. I think they're Albanian, and she speaks, you know, broken English, and she was having a little trouble. Like, I was repeating myself over, and I was very articulate and clear, but, you know, not. And seemed like she was getting upset with me because, you know, because she didn't understand what I was saying. So, how the table turned. Well, you're always articulate and clear, so I don't know how anybody could deduce otherwise. You mean a nickname of Mumbly wouldn't apply to me? Only on Saturdays. There you go. But, yeah, really weird. I've been to this place 100 times. Don, Professor Don and I used to go here on Fridays. He used to get the fish. They have it's a pretty good place. They give you a ton of food. And even the senior fish has got more food than, you know, than you can eat in one sitting. You get the regular fish, you know, or you can get the senior fish. But anywho, Don and I would go there on Fridays, Don and Kathy, before she became unable. And so now I go back there frequently, and Fridays for fish, especially during Lent. Lent, why not? I don't observe. I could care less. I'll eat a big juicy hamburger or steak on Lent, Lentil Friday. I don't care. But, you know, if I think of it and I'm in the mood. And often I'm in the mood on a Lentil Friday because I like fish. Well, that's one thing you guys got going for you down there. You got more restaurant choices. That I do kind of miss. We don't have a lot of choices up here. There's a few chain places, a few local places that are really good, but there's just a few, and that's it. That's all you get. But down there, you get a few more choices. You know, it's almost too much, because, like, I got home tonight, and I told my wife, I said, what do you want to get tonight? You know, what do you want to do? And she says, I don't know, what do you want? And it's like, you know, and I'm like, well, I don't want to get junk. I don't want to just go to, you know, fast food, which we'll do occasionally, or pizza, something like that. I want to get something decent. And so, you know, and then we're hemming and hawing, and I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? And, you know, if I was living in a small town where it was like one local restaurant, you know, it's pretty easy to decide. Yeah, I was just at my buddy Joe's on 18 in Rochester, and he's like, yeah, let's go get something to eat. And he had, like, 25 places to choose from. I'm like, yeah, I'm not used to these kind of choices. Like, what? Yeah, I don't know. I'm overwhelmed. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff down here. And I'm you know, right adjacent to Heights, and there's a large Vietnamese population over there, so there's a lot of really good Vietnamese places, and I do love pho, and one of them, just up to my favorite one for pho, also does a really good Thai as well, which is not, there's no guarantee, you know, Southeast Asian, you know, they, you know, I've never had good Thai in a Chinese restaurant, ever, and so I avoid it like the plague there, but the Vietnamese restaurants are not bad. Some are better than others, but, you know, yeah, man, they tore this whole Rite Aid and this carpet place that used to be Arcade at that we hung out when I was a kid. They tore it, they flattened it all, man, in about a week. The sheets is going in. Boy, they're putting in sheets all over down here. So I guess you'll be getting one of those not terribly far from you before too long. I don't know, I've seen them in Ohio, but I haven't seen them here yet. I don't think I've seen any, even by my parents are in Clarkston. I haven't seen any of them there yet, so. We'll see. Maybe they're coming.
I haven't heard of any in Oakland County yet. Macomb, they're popping up all over the place. Three of them I know of in Warren here alone. Couple in Roseville or one in Roseville, I don't know, and they're popping up all over. And then Livonia has, I know they're fighting about one locations, and they're popping up over there, and so they're all over. I imagine they're gonna start, you know, hitting everywhere. But man, I'll tell you what, they are fast. Once they acquire the land, boy, they don't mess around.
Here's their VTL mobile.
Well, go ahead, mobile station. I didn't quite understand that. Something about retail mobile. W8FU, name is Sean.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I caught the tail end of that, of stuff popping up. I'm originally an East Sider. I'm in over towards Holly, Fenton, Grand Blanc area over here on the Holly repeater. Call sign is Kilo Zero, Bravo, Tango, Lima, King of Battle. Name's Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf. Yeah, there's a, if it's dispensaries, yeah, there's two in Holly. And as far as I know, there's none in Fenton or Grand Blanc that I know of.
Make sure I got it here. Yeah, okay, well, pleasure to meet you, Greg. Name here is Sean, like I said. And yeah, we're talking about sheets, the new I don't know what you'd call it. It's just a gas station convenience store, but they seem to have the model down pretty well. It's not a Bucky's or anything like that, but it's big and it's got a lot of stuff, you know. But it's all about, you know, it's all about the, you know, the food, and you know, they got a huge assortment of, you know, all the things you would find in like a 7-Eleven or a, you know, a Speedway gas station or something like that. You know, plus they've got the whole like soda fountain, you know, area and all that stuff, coffee bar and all that stuff. Then they got a restaurant, which is, you know, got a lot of stuff in addition to gas. And they're just going up all over out here. I mean, they just knock them down. They get some property, they level it and build. It's like unbelievable how fast they're building. So we'll see. Maybe they want to get them all up before anybody has a chance to go, oh, I don't like this. Too late. We got them all up. All right, I'm home with my food. I'm going to get inside with it. Let you guys carry on. I'll be back in a bit. W8FU. Enjoy your vittles. Can't feed you well.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kizer VTL. Kizer VTL, QSY.
And ABDF.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.